A lot of people might not know this, but the Queen Mary had war service from March of 1940 through September of 1946. She carried well over, back and forth, 765,000 military personnel. She sailed a total of nearly a half a million miles, carried up to 15,000 troops at one time. She transported Winston Churchill three times to conferences.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. But did anyone die? And I guess in order for a ship like this to be haunted, people must have died on this ship, right?
Yes, they did. Actually, we have 52 recorded deaths aboard the Queen Mary as just the Queen Mary. And then in regards to the Grey Ghost era, which is what you were just talking about, the military time, it was a hospital ship during that time. As well as they did a shuttle for war brides and their children. They carried the troops, and they also carried prisoners of war. So there was quite a bit of tragedy left behind from that experience, as well as there was an accident during that Grey Ghost era where the Grey Ghost collided with another ship called the Curacao and broke the Curacao completely in half. And it sank in a matter of minutes, and it killed over 300 people from that experience aboard the Curacao. No one from the Queen Mary, to my knowledge, was killed, but certainly there was a lot of deaths and tragedy left behind.
Now, have you toured and wandered the entire ship? Again, it's 1,000 feet long. Have you been all over the place?
I have. There are a few nooks and crannies that I haven't actually been to, but as I continue my search and for the knowledge and understanding as to what's going on there, I hope to be able to explore every single step.
Is there an area on the ship, Erica, that I guess you would call it a hot spot for paranormal activity, much more than other areas?
It's interesting. Historically, the first-class swimming pool seems to be the most interested spot for paranormal people to try and understand. And I find that room definitely has some interesting qualities to it. However, there are a few other areas on the ship that I feel have just as much, if not a little bit more, to connect with and understand. And so I would say that the engine room certainly has a lot going on. It seems to have a lot of audible experiences, as well as the cargo hold, and even into the boiler room. So those are the three that I'm kind of most connected with. But like I said, the ship is just so filled with activity that depending on you and your personal experiences, you might find one room more intense than another.
What kind of stories have people who've been on the ship, what have they said, what have you heard?
Well, goodness, there's so many stories. A lot of guests report different things that happen within their rooms, lots of bumps and things like that in the middle of the night. There is a famous spirit by the name of Jackie. She's a little girl that likes to visit the first class swimming pool, as well as some of the other areas of the ship. There is the room B340 that apparently many guests used to have a lot of poltergeist type activity, so much so that they closed that room off to the public. Let's see, I could tell you stories upon stories.
tell me about the little girl. For some reason, Erica, children ghost stories freak me out. So tell me about this and what might have happened to her.
Okay, well, let's see. Apparently, now she's not one that I've actually connected with on my own. I've met her a couple of times, and she's seems to be very playful, but...
Well, now, wait a minute. What do you mean you've met her a couple of times?
it's interesting because I am open to receiving any type of communication that any of the spirits are needing to share, and I don't actively seek out communication. However, I am able to understand what's going on and then communicate back. And with Jackie, she's one that I guess felt that she was already understood to some degree, but she's very playful, so she likes to play a game of almost like hide and seek. She calls it peek-y-boo. but she enjoys that very much in the first class swimming pool, and for whatever reason, she's just very playful. But from what I understand, she drowned in one of the pools.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she just kind of comes about here and there.
Now, is her visitation a scary one for some people?
No, I actually, everybody that I've ever met that's ever had any type of experience with her has always had it be very lighthearted, and she, you'll hear giggles and things like that. I mean, obviously, if you're not prepared to have an experience, it might be a little frightening, just because it's the unknown, but she certainly doesn't project any type of energy that would want to scare somebody.
Now, have you ever had, though, a real difficult experience on the tour?
Actually, we did. In the boiler room, I bring guests into a little room that's within the boiler room that seems to be very intensely active. And I have met a spirit by the name of Henry down in that area.
Henry. Okay. What
happened? He passed away from a boiler accident, and basically he was scalded to death. And so he likes to pop up here and there, and we have brought a few guests into this green room area where the activity seems to be stronger, and one of the women on the tour was actually touched along the side of her neck. So much so that when she came out of there, we kind of looked at it closely, and there was a red handprint in the side of her neck.
Oh,
and it was very terrifying to her, as well as all the people on the tour, because it was kind of unexpected. I always tell people on the tours that to be prepared for the unexpected, but not to expect, because you just never know what's going to happen.